Next case.
Case number 12,870, William and Catherine McGinnis seek variances from the side yard setback requirements for existing and proposed structures. Sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the northeast side of Shore Drive within the Prime Hook Beach subdivision. The 911 address is 9303 Shore Drive in Milford. The zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 230, map 17, parcel 59. The applicant is seeking a 3.6-foot variance from the 5-foot side yard setback requirement for existing house and proposed second floor addition. We have one letter of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 0 mail return.
Mr. Chairman, I'm recusing on this case. I trust you all can figure out next year's schedule without me, so I'm going to head out.
Have a good evening.
And make sure not to go on your birthday, Mr. Ward.
Okay, you do that. November 13th.
All right. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Mark Redden, 107 South Washington Street, Milford, Delaware.
You swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I affirm.
Thank you.
All right. Hopefully make this easier on you guys. Don't look like anybody else cares about this one, hardly, except for the neighbors who I was here last year getting a variance for, who I believe is a lot of support on this job. So in this case, we have a house that dates back, I'm not exactly sure how far, but pretty far. It predates FEMA regulations, probably predates the zoning code, definitely was built without any reference to the zoning code because they built it right up against the property line, only about a foot and a half off. So normally, you know, with this sort of thing, we have some issues in that we're in the VE zone, which means the foundation needs to be on piles, basically. If you're not on piles, you're not compliant with the FEMA regulations. Because we're not on piles, there's a limit to how much we can do to the house. So our choices are pretty much knock the house down and spend $750,000 building a brand new house, which is not in the budget of my clients, or limit ourselves to $120,000, about half the value of the house, and do a renovation to the house that is perfectly legal within the regulations FEMA allows. So those are the two directions we can go. Obviously, we find the extra $500,000 to be a bit of a hardship on us. So we are proposing this instead, which is basically to get more space, make the house more livable, because it was designed as a beach cottage, you know, 60, 70 years ago, and lacks some basic amenities. They want to put a new kitchen in, give them some space, and keep the first floor mostly bedrooms. But to do this, we'll have to do it as inexpensively as possible to meet that budget because construction costs have not exactly gone down. So the goal here is basically pull off the roof on the back third half, somewhere in that range of the house, build a second floor on top of that, give them a screen porch because they don't currently have any exterior space on the back of the house, and give them some living space up on the top level. Unfortunately, that would put us, again, to keep the costs down, we need to use the existing footprint, to use the existing foundation. So that puts us into the setback. Now, the good news is the neighbor is, like I said, I did some work for them last year. They're extremely on board. I've talked to them about this. I know the clients talked to them about this. They are the letter of support, I believe, Debbie and Charles Obano, I believe. Yes. Okay. It might have been somebody else. But, you know, as far as how this affects the neighborhood, it's existing footprint. There's a ton of these houses in this neighborhood. They're all, like I said, we had the exact same problem with the neighbor. They're too close to the property line as well. A lot of these houses are built completely disregarding the property lines and setbacks originally. And again, my clients only bought this house a few years ago. This is not their fault. They kind of inherited this problem. So just kind of run through the 5 major points for you. You know, is this unique? Again, it's the existing condition. This is a one-off property. The house was built as it is. We inherited this. We can't otherwise develop it because if we tried to do anything else, we can't save the house. We don't have the budget to do anything other than this pretty much without violating FEMA standards and therefore not being able to get a permit. So this is pretty much, it's this or knock the house down. Which again, like I said, is a huge upcharge in cost. Again, not created by the applicant. They bought the house recently. They didn't design it. They didn't place it there. This is inherited. Want to alter the character of the neighborhood because this is the neighborhood. There's lots of houses. Like I said, the neighbor's house does the exact same thing, as is probably, I don't know this for sure, I'm guessing 40 to 50% of the houses on this street, honestly. That's a guess, I'll be honest, but it's pretty consistent. And this is the minimum variance because this is what we need to do to be able to save this house and renovate it and make it more livable year-round. Unfortunately, there's not a smaller step we can take. Because of the budget limitations, we have to use this in foundation, which means we really cannot like set it back inside the setback because I've got to bring the joists all the way over to the wall because otherwise I'm going to spend a bunch of money putting in beams and rerouting things, which we just don't have to work with. So I'm hoping that be short, quick, and get you guys out of here, hopefully with a positive.
Questions? Couple questions for you, sir. So you've mentioned that you cannot use pilings,
mm-hmm.
that you're going to put it on an existing foundation.
Mm-hmm.
How old do you anticipate that foundation being?
Original or house, so we're talking 60, 70 years probably.
Are you have any concern about structure load?
Not really. The foundations are solid. The floor is in good shape. We do have an engineer on board who will verify these conditions for us as well. So if we get the variance and we find out the foundations don't hold up, that also might kill the project because we don't have the money to upgrade them.
Yeah. The height of the current structure on the property?
It's single story, but actually I say single story, but it's got a existing like under roof area. So the current house is probably looking at this 20-some foot tall, mid-20s. With the addition, we're probably, with the way it's put together, looking at this, it's probably in the low 30s, well inside the height restriction.
Okay. So you're going from a 20-foot height to a 30?
20-some, like 26, 27 to like 32, so like 6 or 7 feet higher.
Okay.
And just for the record, I believe the zoning there would allow a 42-foot high building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess a question for staff then, if this was approved and heaven forbid there was a failure,
mm-hmm.
and the county is not responsible.
I mean, as far as floods, flood requirements?
He needs a foundation failure.
What I'm saying is that there's a question before us about building essentially a new home on an old foundation.
I wouldn't go say if it's a new home, but in addition on a new old foundation. We do this a lot, though. It's
okay.
Not necessarily unusual to do this. Most footings are oversized because they're for what they actually need when they're built. And like I said, we have an engineer on board. He will review it. And if there is, let's say the footing fails someday, he will be the one who will be taking the heat because he's the one who signed off on it.
I'm certainly not speaking for my fellow members, but I want to make sure that if there was a motion to grant the variance, that it doesn't put the county in any particular situation because of the fact that code would tell us that your options that you outlaid about taking it down and coming back up,
mm-hmm.
understanding the expense side of that, and so you're going with another direction in order to be able to accommodate that budget. I appreciate that. My concern is that at the end there's a standing structure that we already know is non-conforming.
Dr. Carson, if I may, they will have to go through the building code review and inspections for the
okay.
during the construction of that. So I think, and then there are times they'll ask for the engineer reports
yeah.
to certify what they're.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like the septic on the last one. It wasn't necessarily what you guys are voting on. So you're voting on, can we get close to the property line? It's up to me and the engineer and then building code to verify that the building will stand up. And if I'm incorrect, Amy, feel free to correct me. Okay.
I would think anybody would be responsible would be you, so.
Yeah, that's the fun part of being a professional.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
Have there been any complaints that you're aware of about the location of the structure as it is now?
I am unaware of any complaints. I do know, like I said, I have talked with the neighbors on the side that we're encroaching into, because they are also former clients of mine, and they are 100% on board. I do not necessarily know about the other side or up and down the street, which are less affected. I haven't worked for them yet. That's next year.
How about the... are there any issues with mosquitoes or other things in that area that make a screen porch more desirable?
I mean, no more than anywhere else in Delaware. I mean, you have marsh there, so you have bugs. I mean, screen porches are pretty much what I would say 90% of my clients who have actually lived here before they move here ask for, because it's hard to use your decks and porches if they're not screened in certain times of the year in most of the Delaware beaches.
I live 2 miles from there, and that place needs an airplane to spray.
I don't know one who could do it, Mr. Chairman.
I don't know anybody either.
The garage, I'm looking at the garage in the front. Is that also about the same age as the house?
I am not actually sure about that. That is not something I'm... It seems like it, but it definitely could have been built 15, 20 years later. It's been there a long time. I know that much. Beyond that, I don't really know.
And I see there's a septic there as well. Is there going to need to be any update to the septic system that you're aware of?
We're not actually adding any bedrooms, so we should not need to update the septic necessarily, and hopefully not, because that's a fun process in that area.
And I see there's a Denrick build line, so I presume it looks like you're going to be...
We will be just inside. I had the surveyor. It should be on the survey, actually. I know that the surveyor, that was... When I first met with them, that was my first, I said, there's a VE line and a Denrick line. I need to know where these are. So we checked them out. Everything we're doing will be landward of the Denrick line, and most of it actually will be inside of the VE line as well. But of course, once it touches the house, which it does in the corner that we're not touching, the whole house is supposed to be compliant.
Is there any flooding that you know of on the property? I know you said it's in a flood zone.
It's in a flood zone. Actually, honestly, in this region, typically the floods don't really... The dunes usually hold the floods back from the bay. It usually comes from the marsh on the other side of the street. That, you know, as far as, you know, your standard everyday storms, I don't know of any problems in that area. I don't live there.
House hasn't been... Had flood damage.
House doesn't had any issues. The crawl space that went under there was dry, and I don't remember what the weather was before that, but it wasn't like I've been to some of these houses where I crawled under them, and it's a lake under there with a full ecosystem. So this soil seems to drain very well. I don't think there's a problem with flooding outside of, you know, your coastal surges.
All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Mm-hmm.
Have a seat. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of this case? Sir, there in the back? Ask him. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Nobody. Crickets. Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12870 for William and Catherine McGinnis and entertain a motion.
Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12870 for the request of variance pending a final written decision. The property has unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
And I, too. Vote of 4-0, sir, your case is approved.